Sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Pinkowski.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
It is episode, I don't know which number it is, of the Sports Dump. But today is September 1st.
Woo.
So we could say it's a monthly, beginning of the month episode.
Certainly is. Don't forget to pay your bills, folks.
That's right. Pay those bills. Rent is due.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Joe Canale, and I'm joined here by the co-host, Nooch.
I'm Dan Antonucci, co-host extraordinaire.
He calls himself Dan Antonucci. Everyone else calls him Nooch. You call him whatever you want. Because he's that open-minded.
Yep.
He's that kind of a guy. So it's been a while since we've been here, right?
Maybe you, 3 weeks, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, I think. We missed a week there. We'll get back at it. Especially now that we have, you know, football every week to talk about.
Exciting.
Friday would actually be an ideal day to do this. Or Monday.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Both great days.
We'll get it together.
Football before or football after.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to include the Sports Widow on this one today, but I feel like it would have been contentious.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You made the right call.
I'm starting to wonder, Dan, if you're kind of like the same reaction that Meep would have. It seems like when you're around, the Sports Widow gets agitated and takes it out on me. Now, I gave her plenty of reason. We won't get into the details of...
Yeah.
But I got to say, like, she's pretty open in arguing. Both my wives of my life have been very open with public arguing.
Yeah.
It's really, and almost more so than me at a point. And I think, like, but then, you know, they're always willing to take it to a higher level.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I think maybe perhaps that speaks volumes about your character.
I do tend to incite rage in women.
Yeah, yeah.
All people, really, but particularly women.
Yeah.
So I once had, actually, I'll tell this story later. One time my ex-wife, I was going to say my first wife.
Okay.
And I got all confused. We got in an argument on Ontario Street, right near Michigan.
Oh, lovely place.
Right? In the car.
Okay.
In the car. And she is driving. We're at a red light. She gets out of the car and just walks away.
Ooh, that's tough.
Leaves the car running. It was pretty.
Yeah. So she was driving.
She was driving.
That's great.
She put the car in park. Yeah. She opened her door and she left. And I was sitting.
Good. Take yourself.
It was
out
pretty
of the
great.
Situation.
I had I laughed on the way home.
Good.
Like
good.
I was mad for a while, and then I was like, man, that's commitment.
Yeah.
Because then she's taking the train. She was so angry, she let me drive home, and she took the train.
Wow. Wow.
I have no clue what the argument was about. Whatever.
Now, did you make an attempt to say, darling, please get back in the car. This is ridiculous.
I think it was more like, what do you think? No, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then gone.
You knew. Yeah.
And then, you know, the light changes and people are beeping.
Yep.
So you got to get going.
The pressure is on.
Then. Yeah. So
well, that's
you know. But I'm wondering, because a lot of these incidents you seem to be around for.
Well, I am, you know.
And Meep, my old cat. Now, Meep was more universally violent, I have to say.
Yeah, that's true. Meep had a real... colorful streak.
Most of the time, you know, anyone who's angry around me, it's my fault. But for him, it really, I don't think it was.
No, I don't think you can be blamed for me.
Okay,
I think
good.
He had
I thought you were going to blame me there for a second.
No, special
you
disposition.
Paused. He did. Yeah. And it was not nice. And you were a particular unfavorite of his.
I would say mid-favorite of his.
You were often there with Brian, who I thought was going to be joining us here.
Yeah.
But he's not. Another Sports Dump employee.
Yep.
Just because he's moving, he'll be our Chicago correspondent.
Absolutely, holding it down. Midwest.
Exactly.
But I would playfully entice Meep and try to get a reaction out of Meep sometimes.
Yes.
In a playful way.
Sure. And you knew he was the clawed, and that made it somewhat fun. But he would also
absolutely
bite, which made it less fun.
Yes. But I would make sure he was engaged in it. If it seemed like he didn't want to play, I would stop.
Nice.
Back off.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Only play when the cat wants to play. He was probably angry in all of the circumstances, whether he was playing or not. All right. Well, we do have sports stuff. You did. You wrote the running order. Is this a new one? Is this the amended
one? It's kind of.
Where's the old one? So this is more prepared than I thought Nooch ever would be. I've written the running orders in prior episodes, but he took it upon himself. The first one, and the first one he wanted to talk about a Rick Bucher article. And I was like, well, why don't we just talk about the situation ourselves? He's like, well, we just talk about the way he did. And I was like, well then we have to credit him for that.
Slow down.
No,
I meant talk about
of course.
The content.
The content.
Yes.
Well, why don't we just get into it now?
Yeah, he was speaking on NBA
This
radio.
Is basketball news.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving. It's good that it was official yesterday, because otherwise we would have missed this sports news to report
on.
Oh,
yeah. I think they said they made it official yesterday to make sure
for
to
us,
be included
for the
today.
Sports Dump podcast.
So thank you guys for that.
So he...
he basically said this, Joe.
Go on.
That he thinks perhaps LeBron's camp, out of hurt feelings, had leaked the notion that Kyrie wanted to be the man somewhere, and that he was a selfish type of fellow, because he spoke at, and I'm sure many players do, at his press conference in Boston, and he talked about how good it was going to feel to be part of a team and a collective rather than individuals. So
whoa.
I think there's some not so subtle inferences
there to how things were done
in Cleveland and stuff.
So are you suggesting that LeBron was the catalyst of all this?
Perhaps that particular detail, once he knew that Kyrie wanted to switch teams, he was hurt, so he had sort of leaked that element to kind of tarnish his rep.
Wow.
It's speculative.
Well, Kyrie, though,
with Rick Bucher.
I mean, it's hard to say. I think when you look at Kyrie's game, you know, the Cavs do better without Kyrie than they do without LeBron.
Right. But I mean, it's
Big pause there.
Well,
what
it's
I'm
a
saying
tough
is,
question. You're asking,
well, we're gonna
like,
find out.
How do you make mayonnaise out of just vinegar, oil, water, and salt? You know.
Wow, how do you?
I don't know.
You
don't
mix them together.
I would look it
up. It's the proportions, though. That's the question.
Exactly.
And are proportions shots in your argument?
Yeah, and I don't, some of those may not even be ingredients. So
by the way, the air conditioning is on.
Yeah, let's
turn it off for a second.
Introduce the air conditioner.
Oh, you're introducing it.
Hey guys,
okay.
This is Petey, the Arctic King. He's our AC for today.
Oh.
So he'll be in the background just kind of repeating
That's good.
His mantra.
When we do the sound room tone.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, like we always do before we do our heavy editing and stuff, all the sound stuff, we'll just hold it right up to there again.
Perfect.
And we'll maybe get some takes from the air conditioning here and there as well.
We might check in on certain subject matter.
Okay. So I don't know. So what do you believe? Do you think LeBron was the
I think it's a bit of a mess. I think there's a lot going on.
The mess cleaned up now. All clean.
Well, is it, Joe?
Well, we'll find out first game of the year.
You think Mr. Rose and Mr. James and Mr. Love are going to all just kind of go out there and, you know, and the other pieces are weird or old or kind of misplaced. I think
they have
personnel.
No, they have the one thing that makes any team good.
LeBron?
Yes.
Yes, he's very good at basketball. He does
and he's and he makes players better.
That's true. He is,
he makes everyone better. He's the
like
ultimate makes everyone. I didn't think I was going to get a real sports take in here, but I mean, come on, that's the most obvious thing in the world.
Hey.
Jay Crowder is going to have like his best year ever.
Oh, sure. No, they'll feed each other.
Yes.
Feed off
and LeBron doesn't have to play defense on anybody now.
That's true.
Yes.
You can serve him. He's not getting
He can play
younger.
On Draymond and KD's going to get played by Crowder.
Well,
yes, he might play on KD when he has to, but he's only going to have to play on KD for about 10 minutes a game in crunch time.
Yeah, if Crowder, who's a bulldog and a good team guy and a fun player to watch.
He's got one of the best contracts in basketball.
Bring it on. I just don't know if LeBron's heart and head remains squarely in Cleveland or if he's planning his
Cleveland
plan.
LeBron would love Cleveland to flip that pick and whoever.
Well, I'm telling
J.R.
you.
J.R. Smith and Shimon or Amon Shumpert.
Ooh, okay.
For somebody better than Carmelo. That's what he wants.
Interesting. I don't think he's going to. Who's going to make
Nobody's going to do that deal.
Yeah, no.
Unless somebody wanted to get. Like the Knicks would do that.
The Knicks would do that. They're dumb enough and weird enough.
Not
to
dumb
do
enough
that.
To take that number one pick for Carmelo? Are you kidding me? That's the best thing they could do.
Oh, yeah. But I thought you were saying...
like a team better than that? Anybody pick. Better than... he's the best player they could...
You weren't factoring in the pick.
No. I am factoring in the pick.
I wasn't factoring in the pick.
Yeah.
But when I think about the pick... But who knows what that pick's going to be, you know?
It's probably going to be top four.
That's good. Players are getting better and better.
What's that mean?
Well,
players are getting better.
It means the Knicks would actually be smart in that circumstance.
Yeah, that would never get offered to them, though, because Cleveland, as much as LeBron would want them to get a player for this year, it's only for this year.
He doesn't want to win this year. He can't win this year. The directive for LeBron is going to be to not win
this year
so he can have a sour note to leave on.
What about this? What if LeBron realizes he can get Anthony Davis for that pick?
You are a crazy man.
Would he stay?
If you think Anthony Davis is going to get anywhere near Cleveland, you're a crazy person.
What if LeBron signs? And he says, I'll sign and stay.
Is Anthony Davis set to be a free agent at the same time?
No.
Okay.
Was that the air conditioning chipping in?
Yeah.
No. I don't know when he's in. I don't think they can get somebody that good.
Yeah, no, that'd be crazy. That team would win forever. I think LeBron's got 3 or 4 more good years.
But that pick, what if that ends up being the number 1 or 2 pick?
Well, then.
Do they talk to LeBron? Do they talk to LeBron and say
healthy? They have to play.
But that team would be
as well as anybody. Number 1 or 2 picks very often are not successful NBA players.
But they could trade one of those guys. Don't you think somebody would want to give something up for that guy who's going to be at Duke or the guy at Missouri? I'm not going to use names of amateurs. That's
okay,
not true.
That's
I just can't remember them. I just can't remember them.
Also, speaking of amateurs, no longer Rodney Purvis signed a non-guaranteed contract with the Orlando Magic folk.
Who's that?
It's a Husky update.
That's too deep. That's far too
deep. There's nothing too deep for the dump. Our fans get the best. We're digging up old fuel rods 600 feet under soil.
All right, we're going deep on Anthony Purvis. I didn't even know. He sounds like a guy
Rodney
who played for.
Purvis.
Oh,
Anthony
okay.
Purvis is, no, like some
sounds like
boxer.
A Louisville player or something.
He played at NC State, who shares similar colors.
Rodney Purvis. Now I know who that is.
University of Connecticut.
Got it. Now, I was thinking of the right guy. We're going to skip some of your other running order stuff.
Yeah.
I think that trade was a great thing for Cleveland. That's last thing I'm saying about that.
Okay. I'll just agree to disagree. I think Boston
They're better this year and going forward.
Boston wins 6 straight NBA championships starting this year.
No. Here's what happens. Boston gets real good. LeBron to L.A., Celtics, Lakers, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
4?
For sure. And the Lakers have a nice little stew.
Probably
brewing.
5.
If you, because
Mikan beat the Celtics a few times?
Yes.
Okay. And then the Celtics just crushed the Lakers all those 60s, 70s years.
Those were special.
Then the Lakers, 80s Celtics. Yep. And then the Shaq, Kobe, Celtics, Lakers, they played twice. Shaq once, Kobe twice.
Yeah.
But that's another era of rematches there. And then if that happens again, 5 times that has happened.
The league would be just thrilled to bits if the Lakers-Celtics became a real thing again.
Because the Bulls and Knicks are shit.
Yes.
The Sixers are a little farther away than people think.
Yep.
The
Hornets are going to surprise a lot of people with Dwight Howard.
But who cares if the Hornets are good?
It's true, except for...
you say that because they got 2 UConn players.
Correct. Championship players.
Okay.
They won a championship together. Who's to say they won't a game?
You can't even name both of them.
Jeremy Lamb and Kemba Walker,
Lamb. He's like 14th guy. He's not even active most of the time.
Wow.
I thought he would be better than he is. All right, that was way too deep into sports.
Yeah, I blame you. Look at the other side of the running order. Look at some of the fun concepts.
The new stuff. Oh, these are different.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have looked at everything. You know what? I'm going to list them, and there's no listeners who can call in and choose. We don't have that technology yet.
No.
Working on it. Going to be a while. Mm-hmm. But, all right, your first running order was what we just did. Football sleepers, skipping that.
Skip.
MLB down the stretch.
That means nothing. Skip.
Federer, Nadal, state of golf.
Yeah.
These are so general.
Yep.
Rookies in major sports. This is who's good at college football.
Okay
those were your initial takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those were and I said
football
those were sports heavy.
Yep.
And then I just went into that one. It is my mistake.
Yeah, it is.
You're right.
For sure.
It is. All right. Upcoming action films. Okay.
Yeah.
That's way off sports. Okay.
Yeah.
Dwayne the Rock. Okay.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You betcha.
It's not, like the way you have it written, Dwayne The Rock. You should just put The Rock or Dwayne Johnson.
Leave some intrigue in case
this makes
think,
it sound like somebody else.
This leaves people that exactly.
Dwayne The Rock.
I'm
is there
sure
someone else?
Dwayne the Rock
who's
Johnson,
just Dwayne The Rock.
It's just
is it your pet Rock, Dwayne?
It's a suspenseful marketing branding
okay.
type of thing.
That's a tease
the
then. That's a tease. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like how you have time. So 30 seconds for upcoming action films?
Yeah.
30 seconds for upcoming action. Okay, we can get through this whole thing then.
Yeah.
All right. All right. In that case. I'll
Should
just look at the timer.
Yeah, you just yeah. look at the actual
You got a timer on your phone? Go ahead.
Of course.
All right, we're yeah. going to just do
well,
this running
this
order
up.
Of nooches,
yeah.
which it. This is about, oh, okay, this takes about 5 minutes. That's good. That'll get us somewhere. And then if we have to, we can return to the other page.
All right.
And I have full veto power on this.
Perfect. Yeah, you can skip or augment. Or
well, we'll just talk about it probably during that time.
Great.
All right. So well, they already know the first two, but we'll get into the topic, actually.
Cool.
Great.
I'll let you introduce the topic.
Okay.
And go.
Upcoming action films for 30 seconds. The Thor one looks really good.
Yep. Thor one looks terrific.
Did you see the one, the blonde, Atomic Blonde? Have you seen that?
No. Is that the Charlize Theron
Yes. It's
vehicle?
Out now.
And it's a recommended
I
one?
Know, I think it's a recommended one.
Okay.
What else?
I'll have to check it out. There's an upcoming special that's sort of action-packed from the 70s. It's on HBO. It's called The Deuce.
What? That's okay. That's not an action film.
You're right.
Already off talking. It took
you
24
okay, well,
seconds.
All
right,
we're
moving on.
Two.
Dwayne The Rock. So, question. We teased yeah. this earlier. Mm-hmm. Is this in reference to Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
It is. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was no yeah. mystery.
No, it's him.
So
he's the guy.
What and if you had a pet rock? Would you name it Dwayne?
Absolutely.
You know what? We have some rocks here. I'm going to start making them, and maybe I'll start giving those out, and they'll all be named Dwayne.
Making the rocks.
And maybe that's something we can... Down the line, remind me, Dwayne The Rock is going to become a new thing.
Great.
Maybe I'll make a picture. I have googly eyes and I have rocks.
I think that's a great idea.
Nice.
How much time for this particular segment?
We're supposed to be up to 2 minutes, so
oh,
we
okay.
still have a minute
well,
to talk
well, then
about
let's
it.
Just, here's the question I had for
well,
you.
Well, speaking of action, yeah, go ahead.
What can't he do if you can
well,
pick
Well, it seems
two or
like you've
things.
Been. W- that's like, you know. There's a commercial about that, so.
Oh, that's true. You know what? I bet that's where I got the idea in the back of my head. Well, then how about
it's
this?
It's in the front of your head.
Here's this.
Uh-huh.
If you could pick one thing you wouldn't typically associate with him to do, like maybe it's, you know, breaking a guitar or, you know,
uh-huh.
making scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Which would it be?
Are these actual things from the commercial that you're saying to
yes,
me?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm kidding. I haven't. That commercial's great, though, folks. If you haven't seen it, it's almost like a little film. He's great. Whoever directed it really did a good job.
Yeah, if you're right. For a commercial,
it
it's good.
Yeah. Well, that's
it's a high-production commercial.
Yeah,
okay.
You want to put a little button on it. Moving on.
State of the Boston Celtics. We kind of already
yeah,
talked about
it.
That.
We can
okay,
we
move right on.
We have
that
to wait in silence until
no,
that segment's over.
No. I think they'll be good.
All right, what's the length of the
HBO
next
Living
one?
Leftovers.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Loving Leftovers.
Living Leftovers. So, you know, are you familiar with the series The Leftovers?
I understand
where, like,
that they're the people who are left. So the living are the left.
I saw someone on Facebook post about how... It happened with a dog toy.
Okay.
It just disappeared right in front of their eyes in
okay.
the same sort of
that
way.
Didn't really happen. And we're moving on now.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's settled. This was a very complex thing. Okay. Very
well,
good.
It just, that was
you
all the time
it,
that was left for it.
But that's your opinion. You think something must have been up where it just something other than that.
No,
happened?
I don't think that happened.
Okay.
I think that's a lie. Cornhuskers versus cat breeds.
Ooh,
okay. What does that mean? First
well,
of all, what does that mean? We've got a minute and a half for that.
Like, the Cornhuskers are looking okay this year. They're quarterback strong. Where their
okay.
defense has been better.
And then you talk about cat breeds?
And then, well, the Persians are more than just a cat breed. You know, they go back thousands of years, whatever.
Okay.
And that's, I think, enough for that segment because we settled it.
Okay. Yeah, because you that was a confused. You just wrote that. Mm-hmm. What made you laugh or smile recently?
Ooh.
You got 25 minutes for that?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Jeez, that's a good one.
Yeah.
One
what
I
made
really
me laugh?
Want to remember. Okay, I'll let you go first.
What do you have one?
No, I'm trying to remember
Jeez.
What it was.
You wrote down the thing, and you didn't even know what your answer was going to be?
Oh, well. Well, no, I did, but now I'm saying...
Now you've forgotten
I'm
it.
I'm thinking we've had so many things happen between now and then.
That you've forgotten stuff.
In that
okay.
moment, yeah. But I thought maybe you could go first.
Jeez. I've been enjoying watching tennis.
Ooh.
Is that taking it back to sports too much?
No, that's great. I think
I've never, because of this all sports league I'm in, this all sports fantasy league that I do.
Yes.
It's and so now I'm more interested in tennis than I ever have been before.
Great.
And Shapovalov is my new favorite
guy. Shapovalov, that's your advice for those tennis fans at home. Shapovalov.
Young blonde Canadian kid. All right.
There we go.
That's the tennis.
Canadian hope. I like it.
He is. So was there any tennis there? Yeah. Oh, and you were asking about Federer and Nadal. What was your point?
Well, I was just pointing out the fact that the amount of major tournaments those two have won is pretty exceptional. I'm sure. You know,
Federer's got like 20.
McEnroe and Agassi and Sampras and so.
They don't have that many.
Nothing,
these two have more than them.
These two have,
two?
Yeah, just short of 40 combined, which is crazy.
Wait a minute. How many does Nadal have?
17 or 18?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look it up.
Nadal has 17 or 18?
Wouldn't that be wild?
He might have 16. How many does Nadal have?
Nadal.
I thought Federer has 20. Just put in majors, tennis.
Yeah.
Well, now you're just putting Nadal, so we don't know what Federer has. Majors, tennis.
15 Grand Slam singles titles.
He may get this one. This may be 16.
Okay.
But that's now, number two. No. Sampras has 17, doesn't he?
We're going to see.
See, you should have gotten to that right away.
Oh. Here we go. Sampras Grand Slam. Here we go. You ready? Do you want to get one final guess for Sampras?
No.
14 singles.
That's it for Sampras?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
But he also won 5 year-end championships in 11 ATP Masters.
Those don't matter. We're talking majors, man.
Well, let's see our Federer just for good measure.
Federer has 20, I think.
Here we go now.
I believe.
We're about to see the results.
You could have just gotten a list that would have had all of them on it. You're looking them up individually.
You're totally right.
Mike, your research is...
We're going to leave that one a mystery for a future episode.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to take a break for a second and mention our sponsor, which you don't know what this is, Nooch, but... I should have a script written out for this, but we'll just kind of freestyle, and I'll put some music bed underneath it that people will be hearing. I'll put that in post. But I'll go first, and then you go, and just you'll figure it out.
Sounds good.
So this episode is brought to you by the Sports Dump .com.
Yes.
I already screwed
wonderful
it up, but it's
website.
The Sports Dump.com. It's a sports kind of. I think it's shitty sports written by shitty people.
I think that's the tagline. Yeah, I think that's how it's described.
And this,
the landing page at the Sports Dump.
And that's got like sports articles.
Website.
There's going to be like a little 1 minute videos, kind of stuff like Adam Schefter type stuff, but without him or any names you'd recognize.
Yeah.
And we'll be reporting on what's hot in sports and also other stuff.
Yeah, there's some pretty edgy stuff as far as sports go on this wonderful site, and I would encourage anybody to check it out.
Have you ever looked at the site?
I did. I did for the first time today. I said, I'm going to take a look at this site.
What you see? What you see?
I said, boy, do we have to talk. But, I think that's something
you didn't even go and look at it today.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Aaron Judge Blow.
Oh, that's right. You sent it to me. There you go.
Absolutely.
I didn't write that.
I touched the menus.
Okay.
I like the look of it. Beautiful site.
Dan's a contributor. Obviously, he just looked at it, but he'll have stuff on there.
Solo stuff. Basketball from the playgrounds to the streets and beyond. And
hopefully, some
the
of the core indoor. Yeah. Yep. Some inside arena stuff would be good too.
Yep. NBA,
but if you end up covering pickup games,
sure.
If you want to do anything, if you're walking by a pickup game and want to do like a 1 minute little report on it, always welcome for that.
We can also do listener tweeted dream teams for 3-on-3, like Mario Batali, Robert De Niro, and the late Andrew Jackson, or something could be a team, or whatever it is to people. Luke Skywalker, Chewbacca, Darth Vader.
You can do that on our Twitter site, which is Sports Dump Show.
Yep.
Sports
that's
Dump
true.
Show.
Check it out. Great.
Or it's
Twitter
the
site.
Sports Dump Show. It's the Sports Dump Show.
Yeah.
Whew, I got to figure out what that is.
Better be accurate.
I better find out what that is. I will. But we'll tweet that out and everything.
Tweet it out.
All right. Now, let's wrap up with something then, Dan.
All right. Here we go with the wrap up.
I don't know that there's anything left on your list that really, really merits anything. I mean,
not really.
No, we did all this stuff, and then these things are really pretty bad.
Yeah.
But there is a big weekend of college football.
Yes, please enlighten me.
Now, do you watch college football?
Love to check in when it's there in front of me.
Your UConn Huskies already lost to Holy Cross.
Yeah, we're
Bill
we're
Simmons.
Bad. We've had a
school.
Tough stretch.
So you know that it's not a good football team.
No.
Real tough stretch. Your former coach is Nebraska's coordinator,
Bob Diaco, the wild man.
Yeah. Was he a wild man there?
Bob the Taco. Yeah, he's known for his temper, you know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Is he? Because Bo Pelini was.
He seemed like a type A guy.
The guy on Nebraska now, Mike Riley's real mild-mannered.
Well, we were told Diaco was the answer to the football program. He's won every assistant coach award for a number of years.
Yep.
He was assistant at USC.
Yep.
And then it didn't really work out. So I don't know if it's hard to get good recruits to commit to an environment like UConn.
There's just football is not the hardcore sport in the Northeast that it is the rest of the country.
They're like the exceptions, I guess you would say, Boston College. But even there,
but
I don't feel like
they're not a national
town.
Power.
They're
not a national power. They're never a contender to win. You know, maybe they won the Big East once or twice.
We're both talking about football, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. Absolutely football.
Yeah.
Football powerhouses, no, there's nothing. Rutgers, they try to do it. It fails. Syracuse is about as close as you get, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
They're very far north where it's almost like being south again because they play in the Carrier Dome. You know what I mean?
Sure. Good. I guess I know what you mean.
Good. We're on the same page.
It's climate controlled.
Yes.
But in the south, it's actually hot.
Yes,
it's worse,
that's true.
Worse in the South. I saw a horrible Nebraska loss in the Carrier Dome.
Well, then what is it, just fear from the players? Like, how come the University of Connecticut, which has been to some bowl games and had some success, why do they have such a bad stretch? Is it difficult to get recruit players to a non-luxury
environment? I think urban areas in the Northeast have become so densely populated there are not big fields for kids to play football on as much. There are smaller basketball courts and those kind of sports, whereas in the rural areas, which there are more of in the South and the West and the Midwest, that leaves more space for people to play those games.
You're right. Glorious open fields of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yes. So that was our college football analysis.
Yeah, well, go Stanford and go Huskies and go Nebraska in regarding the sports dump. But we don't play favorites here.
I do.
Yeah,
you do too.
I do.
You're still rooting for UConn, even though they're bad.
Yes, okay. But Stanford ahead of UConn.
Did you have any questions that you wanted to ask me about?
Who would you consider to be? Who are the teams if I was to casually walk into a college sports football type of room? Where I could say, oh, geez, folks, look out for Florida this year. Who are the hot teams you think that may be trouble?
Well, other than the ones that are always in it, like Ohio State and Alabama.
Doesn't it get dull, I ask, because I'm like a mild college football fan.
Right.
Does it ever get dull to the general college football fan? Because there's, 316 Division I?
There's only like 120.
Here. Yeah.
No.
It's a smaller pool for football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it boring that Alabama always wins?
Yeah, it's just like you could have a dice literally with the names of six teams on
sure.
it and probably get a few of them that'll be close to
yes, Clemson, Alabama, Florida State. Yeah, there's probably 10 schools that year
Clemson,
to year.
Clemson, to be fair, has had a sort of a rapid ascension as far as being one of the elite.
Sure,
the
but their recruiting is very good.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, everybody, there's a lot of schools. Tennessee's recruiting is very good, but their coaching's not as good, so the team's not as good.
And doesn't it seem like Oklahoma and Arkansas usually have some dynamite, ridiculous physical specimen running back every year that leads the nation in some sort of thing? LSU as well.
Yes, LSU always has guys where you're like, oh, my God, this is superhuman. Alabama also does.
Oh, yeah,
and they're not even always superstars.
Trent
There's a guy
Richardson,
that and a guy the Jets drafted, Ardarius Stewart.
Sure.
Who wasn't even like a first-round draft pick, I don't think, but he's like a beast.
Yeah. Ardarius Stewart. Don't think I'm not logging that in my crazy
put it in there.
Mind.
They just made a trade. They traded Sheldon Richardson. The Jets are so bad.
Waiver
so
trouble,
bad.
So I got to avoid picking anybody up. I'm almost,
well, I can
I've
look at your team later, but we're not going to talk about fantasy sports. Okay, we're not going to talk.
21 before week one.
You only get 70 moves?
Well, for the season, yeah. And
you've used 21?
Because before week
before
one,
the game
limitless.
Started?
Yeah, well, I just got to make sure. But I've got my eight.
Oh, my God.
My 8 skill positions are guys I drafted, and I've got a solid team. We don't need to talk about that now, but I've got a great team, folks. Really excellent, led by Tom Brady, throwing to AJ Green.
Okay.
We don't need to talk about that and Tevin Coleman. We're just going to move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice young talent like Cameron.
All right. This is a good thing to wrap up on. We'll finish with that. And we still don't have any outro music,
but
we can maybe play some of that over this. Thanks. Again, we have a Facebook page now, the Sports Dump, and we have thesportsdump.com. That'll give you everything, actually. You should all be on there. And you can go to our Twitter and our Facebook from that page, and this will be there, too.
Sure. Absolutely.
And the Sports Widow will be back at some point. But as we mentioned at the top of the episode, we may need to let things cool down for a little bit. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hallelujah.